Extract from the diary of Heinrich Hertz, 1887. 17 September. The experiments are yielding very beautiful and complementary results. 19 September. Set up experiments on the relative position of the circuits and sketch them. 25 September, Sunday. Worked hard on second sketch at home. 2 October. A little daughter born at 2:45 in the morning to be named Johanna Sophie Elizabeth. 5 October. Began work again in the morning. Heinrich Hertz to Hermann von Helmholtz, Germany's leading physicist, 5 November, 1887. I should like to take this opportunity to let you know, most honored Herr Geheimrat, about some experiments that I have recently successfully completed. I have some misgivings about taking up your time, but this paper deals with a topic that you yourself once urged me to tackle some years ago. To Hertz's parents, from Elizabeth Hertz, his wife, 9 November, 1887. Heinz, her name for Heinrich, sent off his manuscript to Professor Helmholtz on Saturday, and on Tuesday received in answer to it a postcard from him containing only the following words: "Manuscript received, bravo, will hand it to be printed on Thursday." Naturally, that gave us great pleasure. Moreover, Heinz had already started on new experiments Monday, and when he came home in the evening, he told me that he had set up the apparatus, tested it, and within a quarter of an hour had again succeeded in the most beautiful experiments. He simply pulls these beautiful things out of his sleeve now. Of course, I certainly understand nothing of it. Memorial address by Professor Max Planck, delivered to the Physical Society of Berlin, 16 February, 1894. What research scientist does not remember even today the feelings of wonder and amazement that came over him at the news of these discoveries? Paper followed paper in quick succession, piling up new observations. We learn that electrical processes can also produce dynamic effects, that electromagnetic waves travel through air, that electric waves propagate entirely in the same way as light waves. And the proof for all this was obtained through tiny little sparks, which must be looked at in partial darkness with a magnifying glass in order to observe them at all. Heinrich Hertz to his parents, 13 November, 1887. This week I have again had good luck with my experiments. I have never before been on such fertile soil. Prospects are opening right and left. The very thing that I have now done had been on my mind for years, but I did not believe it could be realized. Extract from the diary of Heinrich Hertz, 1887. 16 December. Went back to my experiments again and started to fill in the gaps. 17 December. Experimented successfully. 21 December. Experimented all day. 28 December. Experimented and observed the effect of the electrodynamic waves. 30 December. Followed the effect throughout the auditorium. 31 December. Weary from experimenting. Evening at the house of my parents-in-law. Looked back on the year with pleasure. Heinrich Hertz's keynote address to the German Association for the Advancement of Natural Science, Heidelberg, 20 September, 1889. All these experiments in themselves were very simple, but when I finished them, it was natural to go a few steps further. Heinrich Hertz to his parents, 17 March, 1888. I've now had the large chandeliers removed from the auditorium to give me the largest possible empty airspace. Yesterday I conducted some new experiments. Memorial Appreciation of Heinrich Hertz by Max von Lauer. The next investigation was a great step forward. Whereas transmitter and receiver had until then been kept in close proximity, Hertz now separated them to the full extent permitted by the largest room at his disposal, the auditorium of his institute, 15 meters. The transmitter stood at one end wall. The opposite end wall had been turned into a mirror for electric waves. With the great distance between his transmitter and receiver, Hertz hoped to make the invisible waves bounce off the room's walls. Extract from the diary of Heinrich Hertz, 1888. 27 February. Prepared for new experiments. Made metal shields. 5 March. Experimented with the formation of shadows by electromagnetic beams. 9 March. Death of the Kaiser. 14 March. evening lecture in the Mathematics Club. Heinrich Hertz, Collected Papers, 1894. I thought that I noticed a peculiar reinforcement of the waves in front of the walls of the room. It occurred to me that this might arise from a kind of reflection of the electric force. The idea appeared to me to be almost inadmissible, so utterly was it at variance with the conceptions then current as to the nature of an electric force. Hertz found that the waves he created, though invisible, could be reflected and bounced off mirrors just as visible light could. They were all still created by the rippling patterns in the force fields stretching from the fast-moving sparks in his simple transmitter. Extract from the diary of Heinrich Hertz, March 1888. Repeated the experiments with the utmost care. Experimented and thought I detected standing electromagnetic waves by reflection in the hall.